From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The top American commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, flies to Washington today after he was quoted in an article in Rolling Stone magazine insulting Vice President Biden and the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. NPR's Diana Douglas in Kandahar reports McChrystal has already apologized for the remarks, but he has been directed to attend a meeting at the White House tomorrow.
General Stanley McChrystal and the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, were privately at odds last fall about whether more troops were needed to win the war here. McChrystal said yes, 30,000 more. Eikenberry wanted fewer troops, more diplomats, and more drone attacks. Their disagreements were never aired publicly until today's Rolling Stone profile of McChrystal. It's titled The Runaway General. This trip back to Washington comes at a critical time for the war in Afghanistan, as the 30,000 more troops are arriving and a major push is underway to reclaim the city of Kandahar from the Taliban. Eikenberry and McChrystal were at a conference here in Kandahar yesterday, working on making the local government stronger. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
The group Human Rights Watch says there's been more ethnic violence in Kyrgyzstan today, with government forces raiding an ethnic Uzbek neighborhood in Osh, the country's second largest city. This follows a sweep through Uzbek villages yesterday that left at least two people dead. But Jessica Gallagher in Moscow reports authorities in Kyrgyzstan are denying any involvement in the ethnic violence. They claim to be trying to put an end to the clashes.
Interim officials say Kyrgyz security forces staged raids throughout the south in an attempt to find those behind the ethnic clashes between Kyrgyz and Uzbeks that may have killed up to 2,000 people since the violence began in mid-June. Officials say they've arrested seven people in the last 24 hours and seized grenades and cartridges for automatic weapons, among other things. Some human rights groups claim that Kyrgyz forces are targeting ethnic Uzbeks, who make up about 14% of the population, a charge officials deny. Meanwhile, interim president Roza Utunbayeva also met with security forces and residents in the southern cities of Jalalabad and Osh. Utunbayeva maintained that the country would continue with a planned referendum on a new constitution, saying it's necessary to create a legal framework for the interim government so as not to create more chaos. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Britain's new government has unveiled tough new spending cuts and tax hikes to help deal with that country's soaring budget deficit. Britain's Treasury Secretary George Osborne says the measures are the most sweeping in a generation, but he insists they're not only tough, but fair.
In this budget, everyone will be asked to contribute. But in return, we make this commitment. Everyone will share in the rewards when we succeed. When we say we're all in this together, we mean it.
Yeah.
The steps include an increase in the broad-based sales and service tax in Britain from 17.5% up to 20%. The budgets of most government departments are being slashed by 25%. This is NPR News from Washington. France's soccer team tries to put all the drama surrounding it aside and focus on staying alive in the World Cup competition today. Vicky O'Hara reports that France is playing host team South Africa.
The French players have turned on their coach, Raymond Dominique. The team star striker, Nicolas Anelka, was sent home after he used foul language against the coach in last week's 2-0 French loss to Mexico. On Sunday, the angry French players refused to turn out for practice. The coach says he's not sure which players he can count on to take the field against South Africa. If France, the 1998 World Cup champion, implodes, and if South Africa wins big, the host has a chance to survive. If South Africa fails, it would be the first host team ever to be eliminated in the first round. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Late word out of South Africa is that the captain of the French team will not play today. The town of Fremont, Nebraska, is putting illegal immigrants on notice. They are not welcome there. Residents of Fremont have voted to ban illegal immigrants from jobs and rental homes. John Wiegert was one of those supporting the ban.
I think a lot of cities would agree with me. Just like they're doing down in Arizona. People do not want illegal aliens in their city or state.
But opponents of the law, such as Kristen Ostrom, says people didn't think before they voted.
Unfortunately, it's an ordinance that's going to cost Fremont increased taxes, increased government spending, increased conflict, and it's not going to fix a thing.
Ostrom says the law could cost the town millions of dollars in legal fees to defend the ordinance, which is certain to be challenged in court. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.